Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School, Lafayette, Indiana. Pre-game girls basketball for third or fourth place. 14 minutes, 49 seconds on the pregame. 7:43 p.m. on the wristwatch. The officials are walking in the gym right now. They've still got their over jackets on. Looking for a good ball game here today. We'll mention tonight's education-based varsity girls basketball game. One of five girls basketball Hoosier Conference crossover games happening tonight. At this site, they're all at the West Division site. Tonight, 3-1, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, second place in the East Division. They're here at Lafayette Central Catholic, going to do battle with the Lady Knights. The Lady Knights also 3-1. Going to be a home game for Lafayette Central Catholic. Last year, Heights hosted for game for first or second place with Benton Central. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net and Robbie Kendall. That's ASO, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We thank you for tuning in. 1340 on the pregame. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Huskies, the visiting team on the scoreboard. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Hamilton Heights enrollment 731. Hamilton Heights Class 3A, sectional number 24. There are seven in their sectional. The sectional 24 is going to happen this year at Hamilton Heights High School. We'll mention presently, in that sectional, Hamilton Heights, they're currently 16 wins, 4 losses. Jay County, they're 19-1. They did win their conference tournament. That was the Allen County conference tournament. They got the win. That took from January 10th through January 14th. As mentioned, they're 19-1. That one loss came to Hamilton Heights in Hamilton Heights' fifth game of the season. That was an overtime game. Hamilton Heights got the win. I believe it's 45-44. What a ball game. We'll also mention Frankston, the Lady Eagles. They're 15-5 on the season, followed up by Delta. The Lady Eagles are 6-12. Yorktown, the Lady Tigers, are 7-10. Centerville, they're 5-11. They're right up there by Richmond. They'll have a little bit of a jog over to Hamilton Heights. So we'll mention Newcastle. Newcastle, they're going to get better. You know they are. We'll mention they're winless in 19 attempts. We'll mention the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic office manager, that's Lee Ann Muffet. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial them up at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhschuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. As mentioned, they are in the East Division. And I'll mention a year ago, speaking of Benton Central, a year ago, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at home, they were going for first or second place in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention the Lady Huskies fell to Benton Central that evening, 54-46. Both teams, Benton Central and Hamilton Heights, went on to win their own sectional. And then Benton Central and Hamilton Heights found themselves at the same location for the regional at Belmont. They did not play one another. Hamilton Heights played in the first game. They played in the second game. Hamilton Heights took them double overtime for the Huskies to get knocked out. And I will mention Benton Central went on to the final game. Garrett High School won that regional. We'll mention a little bit about Hamilton Heights and their coach. We'll mention the coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. 115 wins, 52 losses. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are currently 16 wins, 4 losses. As mentioned, they finished 3-1 in the Hoosier East. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies. They're going to have one more regular season game. It's going to be this Thursday. We'll hope the snow stays away. They're talking about a forecast for snow next Thursday, the 26th. If not, if it's weather permitting, 6 o'clock in the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. I believe so. Don't quote me, but that might have been, but I think that's true. We'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies going to travel to Heritage Christian to battle with the Lady Eagles. We'll mention them. Referees having a referee meeting right now with the captains from each team. Hamilton Heights over there, Kaylee Roten, and Cameron Runner in the meeting. We'll mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights. We'll mention Lafayette, Indiana, Roman Catholic Secondary School serving grade 7 through 12. Lafayette Central Catholic High School has an enrollment of 293. Their school was founded in 1956. I actually had a customer. He's retired now. I spoke with him at a steak and shake. He let me know that he was in the first graduating class at Central Catholic, and that is Mr. Tom Ryan. He built new core pole buildings. What a quality guy. Enjoyed working for him. We'll make your class 2A, sectional 38. That's Lafayette Central Catholic. There are six in their sectional, and as mentioned, they'll host their sectional here at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. In their sectional will be Clinton Prairie. Clinton Prairie has a first-year coach. His name is Cale Morris. He's currently 14 wins, 7 losses on the season. Carroll, the Carroll Cougars out of Florida, they're in the sectional at 17 wins, 3 losses. Seeger, the Seeger Lady Patriots, 17 wins, 3 losses. Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights, 14 wins, 6 losses. Covington, 8 wins, 13 losses. And winding up to 6 is Delphi. The Delphi Lady Oracles, they're 10-10. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. I spoke with her a while ago. She declined an interview. She has never accepted. We'll mention athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, he's also the baseball coach. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. The assistant athletic directors, there are two. Julia Denhart, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports this week via the email. And the second assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them by telephone at 765-474-2496. They can reach them on the web at lccathletics.com. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They're in the West Division. They are a West Division member. And as you know, tonight's game featuring Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies at the Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights. They're playing for third or fourth place overall standings in the Hoosier Conference for 2022-23. And I will mention, remind you, Lafayette Central Catholic, 14-6 on the season. And we'll mention offensively, they score an average of 55.9. Hamilton Heights slows it down just a little bit as an average of under 41 points per game. We'll also mention the Central Catholic Knights also finished 3-1 in their side of the conference right there in the West. We'll mention the head coach is Craig DeVault. Craig DeVault, we'll mention he's a 1990 graduate from Lafayette Central Catholic High School. He's working in year number 11 at Lafayette Central Catholic. 206 wins, 77 losses. The next game on the agenda for Central Catholic is going to be Tuesday, the 24th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Lafayette Jeff Lady Broncos will be here at Central Catholic to do battle with the Lady Knights. 5 minutes left in the pregame. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, as you know, 5 games on the agenda tonight. Several of them have already started. They began at 7:30. We'll mention Hoosier Conference has 10 teams. They have an East Division and a West Division, 5 in East Division. And tonight, the games are all happening at the West Division sites. Girls basketball for Hoosier Conference, final standings, 2022-23. Here's how they match up tonight. Playing for first or second place, Northwestern, the Lady Tigers, they finished the conference, I should say the division of the East at 4-0. They're going to against Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians tonight, and they're also finished the West Division at 4-0. And as you might know, Twin Lakes Lady Indians, I believe, have been at the top of Class 3A rankings pretty much all season long. They are currently, we'll go hope to have time to go over the rankings at halftime. And we'll also mention second game on the agenda tonight for third or fourth place, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 3-1. They are here at Lafayette Central Cap at night. Also 3-1, as mentioned, going for third or fourth place. Going for fifth or sixth place in the conference this year, Western, the Lady Tigers, are at Benton Central, going against the Bison of Benton Central. And for seventh or eighth place tonight, Tipton, the Lady Devils, are at West Lafayette High School. They go against the Lady Red Devils. As you know, Lady Red Devils played a good game against the Lady Huskies. Probably that's an understatement that they played a good game that night. They did finish 1-3 in the division. We'll mention for ninth or tenth place tonight, it's also an 8 o'clock start. Lewis Taft, the Lady Kings, are at Rensselaer Central doing battle with the Lady Bombers. The buzzer sounds of the 3-minute buzzer, letting both teams know. Both teams still on the floor. Hamilton Heights up 6, taking shots there. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights still working with the lines, just shooting layups, right side, left side, getting a bounce pass from the opposite side. Looking for a good game tonight right here. Say what, about 64 miles from Hamilton Heights territory. That's not too bad. You talk about from Hamilton Heights to Rensselaer, talking about 100 miles. But I tell you what, the distance that they traveled in this conference, I believe it's quite worthy because the competition is good. Good competition in the Hoosier Conference. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game, Girls Variety. This internet radio athletic contest can be made possible, and it's made possible by Robbie Kendall. That's ASO, audiosportsonline.net. We thank you for tuning in as the clock rolls down. And I will mention, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the basketball court. Absolutely. You check out the IHSAA.org website. You'll find that that website has been redone. It looks very friendly. It is friendly. And you can access the different portions of the IHSAA much simpler. That's IHSAA.org. And I will also remind you, the Perry Show for girls basketball, the 48th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament Perry Show is going to happen Sunday, this Sunday, the 22nd. It'll begin at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be a 2-hour program. And we'll mention that is going to stream exclusively on IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. The host will be Bob Level. He'll be sidekicked by Greg Rickstraw. And we'll mention him after the program. You can go to IHSAA.org. That website that I mentioned is really clean now. You can go to that website and you can find out all the pairings for the sectionals. if you miss the broadcast on Sunday, the 22nd at 5 o'clock, state tournament going to happen this year from January 31st to February 25th, 2023. We're getting ready to stand at attention. We're going to have opening prayer and the national anthem. We'll set this down.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather here this evening, the Summer Academy and all the nice girls of basketball groups to compete, help the players and coaches and fans realize that everyone is a winner with the sportsmanship between teams, coaches, and fans. Protect all the players and officials, right? Keep them free from injury. Keep our guests safe as they drive home following the contest. May tonight's competition be a shining example of what IHSAA sports is all about. We also pray for Monica Rush, a student in our Catholic school community, and her family who are grieving the sudden, unexpected loss of her sister, Akilah, last week. We pray for our entire community. And we ask that you give us strength, courage to face this loss, that you bring comfort and peace in the knowledge that our loved ones are with you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Ashland does.
Central Catholic, female voice, sounded like a natural reverb. Well done. So you're getting ready for basketball right here. She's going to walk across the floor. She's going to join the spirit section. Just got done singing the national anthem, did well. And then we're looking for a good ball game tonight. We're going to mention the starting lineup for tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, 5'6" junior, averaging 7.6 points per contest, 3.4 rebounds per game. She's 5'6". That's Ella Hickok. Also starting tonight for Hamilton Heights, wearing number 10, 5'9" junior, 19.2 points per ball game, 7.1 rebounds per game. That's Cameron Runner. We'll also mention number 20, 5'4" senior. She shoots 41%. Behind the three-point arc, 8.4 points per game. That's Kaylee Roten. Number 23, 5'7" junior, 3.1 points per game. Cassidy Schakel. Number 24, 5'9" junior, Hadley Carey. Hadley Carey is usually at the right place at the right time. And woman to the head coach is Keegan Carey. Now for the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll start like this. Wearing number 4, a 5'7" senior. She shoots 60% from two-point land. She's made 43 of 72. She averages 8.2. That's Kendall Ryder. Wearing number 5, 5'7" senior, she's averaging 13.4 per game, Tori Thompson. Wearing number 15, 5'7" junior, 9.2 points per contest, Caitlin Riley. Wearing number 22, 5'8" junior, 4.7 per contest, Lizzie Cochran. In winding out the lineup, number 24, 5'8" sophomore, 15.2 points per ball game. She's very familiar with Carson Barrett. This is Carly Barrett. We'll mention the head coach is Craig DeVault. As mentioned, Lady Knights averaging 55.9 points offensively per game. The Lady Huskies, 41.4. Let's see who imposes their own will is here in the ballgame. Going to jump it up for the Cameron Runner, 5'9". Going to jump it up against 22, Lizzie Cochran at 5'8". Lizzie Cochran, a junior. Cameron Runner, a junior. Here comes the whistle. Here comes the toss. It's a good one. Tip to the backcourt. Picked up by Lafayette Central Catholic. Crossing the timeline on the dribble at 24, Carly Barrett. Working back around the top. He'll dish it off. Working the ball quick. Kendall Ryder. Back to Barrett. She'll cross over. Outside the lane. She'll dribble in. Baseline. First shot. Left-handed. Up and in. Off the glass. Carried on the rim there for a moment. 2-0 contest. We played 22 seconds. Hamilton Heights and across the timeline. Working against the press. They'll get a pass to Kaylee Roten. She'll get it back to Cameron Runner. Bounce pass across the way. Ella Hickok on the back pedal dribble. Looks to the left side. Kaylee Roten thought about a three. Defense converges. Back pedal dribble out top in the center circle. Ella Hickok, she'll work at the left side behind the arc. Hadley Cherry, triple threat available. She's still got the basketball. She's going to pass across lane. It's going to be picked off. Going the other direction is 5, Tori Thompson. They're going to paint off the glass. 2-point bucket. Basket scored by 22, Lizzie Cochran. It's 4-0. Hamilton Heights down by 4. Ball's in the backcourt. Ella Hickok picks up her dribble. Might not have wanted to. Going to get to the front court there with Cameron Runner. There's going to be a whistle on the court. They're going to stop play, and there's nothing to stop play about. There's no foul, no ball out of bounds, nothing. They're going to bring the ball back in. Hamilton Heights. Evidently, coach might have had something to say, and the official stopped play to listen to what he had to say. They put it back in. Kaylee Roten brings it in. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. Pressure by Central Catholic. The foul, first foul of the ballgame, is going to be whistled on number 4, Kendall Ryder. Kendall Ryder, she's the gal that's shooting 60% two-point territory. 43 for 72. I do have 19 game stats. Hamilton Heights has played 20. I have 19 game stats for Central Catholic. They played 20 also. Going to be a jump ball in the front court. Brought the ball down there where it could be tied up. Hamilton Heights has to use their arrow to keep the basketball. I should say to get the ball back. So they're working from the backcourt. Cameron Runner tosses it in. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. Pressure in the backcourt. Cross-court pass. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. She'll dribble across the timeline. Passes to the front court. Cassidy Shakel. Cross-court pass. Behind the arc. Three-point shot. Kaylee Roten. Wouldn't go. They're going to call a foul off the ball on Hamilton Heights, going to rebound. They're going to whistle this foul, Lady Huskies. It's going to be Cassidy Shakel. She'll pick up her first. So first foul. We're going to take back second foul for Hamilton Heights. Might have missed one. Apologize. We're bringing it back out top of the back. When we tipped away, nearly stolen by Cameron Runner. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Central Catholic. Coach Craig DeVault kind of in disbelief there. Thought about a foul might have happened, or the ball maybe was tipped out by Hamilton Heights. They're saying everybody okay, and everybody's okay. They're going to inbound the basketball in front of the Knights bench. Kaylee Roten going to toss it to the backcourt. Retrieving it safely right there is Ella Hickok. Going to pass in the backcourt. Kaylee Roten working against her is 15. Caitlin Riley to the front court. Right court, they'll pass it down low. Cameron Runner in the paint. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go. But Cameron Roten, I should say, Cameron Runner, is going to shoot 2. So Tua just tried for Cameron Runner. She's shooting 85% in 19 games, 111 for 130. The foul committed by 22, Lindsey Cochran. First shot is good by Runner. 4-1 contest, Central Catholic by 3. Early going, first quarter, 6:04 remaining. Second shot, Cameron Runner, also good. 4-2, brought in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Kendall Ryder. She wears number 4. Working against her is Cameron Runner. She'll pass it to Jason, left side. On the dribble, Carly Barrett. Ball tipped away, nearly stolen by Hadley Carey. Ball works left side, now on the dribble. It's 4, Kendall Ryder. Through the paint, she's stuck in the paint, going to get out of there. Pass it back out top 5, Tori Thompson. Ball's loose, picked up by Barrett. Barrett's going to dribble in outside the paint. They're set up to try to draw the charge, and they're going to call a foul on the blocking foul, Hamilton Heights. So the Lady Huskies are going to pick up their third foul early in this contest, first half, we should say. So first quarter, 5:35 left, the foul's whistled. Cameron Runner has one. Left-handed shot up and good. 24, Carly Barrett. Carson Barrett, who I spoke about, he's also a lefty. He walks on at Purdue after his senior year at Central Catholic. Second shot is also good. Two at the strike for Carly Barrett. 6-2 contest. In the backcourt, crossing back and forth. Going to break the press with the pass. Cameron Runner outside the arc, Katie Roten. They'll bring it back out. We're going to work the ball in the front court. Ella Hick out near the center circle. Working here somewhat closely is Tori Thompson, number 5. Hadley Carey back out to Ella. She'll go free throw line. She'll bring it back out. Hadley Carey, 3-point land. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured, Central Catholic, Caitlin Riley. They're going to whistle a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be against the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies picking up their fourth foul with 5:09 left in the first quarter. Could be a long second quarter, if not sooner. In the ballgame for Lady Huskies is number 3, Katie Brown. The win in the front court, Barrett. Well outside the arc, left side. Thought about a 3, she steps up. Works at right side, Kendall Ryder. She goes left side, just inside the paint. She'll get out of there. They'll toss it out top and inside the lane. Left-handed layup, rims off. Wouldn't go, that was Corey Thompson. Rebound, Ella Hickok, as mentioned. Ella Hickok, 3.4 boards for the game at 5'6". Out top with the basketball. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok looks at the left side behind the arc. Katie Brown. She'll dribble. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense from straight away. Working against her is Lindsey Cochran. Going to work at the left side behind the arc. Abby Cherry going to hand off. Cameron Runner. Going to be a reset. They're going to call a jump ball. Ball went above Cameron's head, and they reached up from behind. Going to say they locked her up for a jump ball. And the alternate possession arrow gives it back to Lafayette Central Catholic. It's going to go a turnover in the Huskies' book. 4:24 on the game clock. 6-2 contest, Central Catholic in front. In the front court also, Barrett left side. Going to work it back out top. On the dribble, Kendall Ryder lost the handle. Right there working against her with Cameron Runner. They're going to say Cameron Runner. Taps it out of bounds. They're going to bring the ball in the front court in front of the Huskies bench. Going to be triggered by the inbound right here, Carly Barrett. She'll toss it to the backcourt, crossing the timeline. Number 4, point guard Kendall Ryder. Over to adjacent. Barrett out top. She's going to pop a 3. Left-handed shot wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Kendall Ryder, Central Catholic. They'll get it back to Barrett. She'll drive the lane, lost the handle. Picked up by teammate Tori Thompson. Now back out top to Barrett. She's going to pop another 3. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Katie Brown. She's going to stay in the front court. Central Catholic is going to get their third opportunity to score on this possession. 3:46 on the game clock. Left of the bucket. She's going to bring it in. To the corner, Kendall Ryder. She'll work it down low. Barrett, she'll go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go, but she'll shoot 2 just inside the paint. A quick pass. And providing the defense there was Kaylee Roten. She's going to pick up the personal foul. So Kaylee Roten's going to have 1 in the contest. Lady Huskies with 5. A cumulative. We've got 3:42 left in the first quarter. Left-handed shot, Barrett rims off, wouldn't go. She'll get some encouragement, all 4. Give her a medium five. We get the basketball back. 3:42 left. It's 6-2. Central Catholic in front. Barrett, second shot, rims off. It wouldn't go. Rebound, Cameron Runner. She's going to take it to the front court. She'll dribble across the timeline. Has some pressure there. Kendall Ryder. Outside, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble left. She'll pass left behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, right side, is Katie Brown. She'll dribble left laterally. We get it back out behind the arc. Katie Roten works at right side. Cameron Runner. In her face in a hurry is Kendall Ryder. Shot outside the arc. Three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Katie Brown. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Central Catholic. Torrey Thompson. She'll get it to the front court on the dribble. It's 24. Carly Barrett. She's going to backpedal dribble. She'll bounce it right side. Kendall Ryder back to Barrett. Barrett about 18, 20 feet away. She'll backpedal dribble. We're going to get her Cameron Runner. She'll go left side outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. No foul called. And there's going to be a time, excuse me, substitution in the ballgame. 2:52. The ball's going to be brought in. Right of the bucket by Central Catholic. It's going to be brought in by number 5, Torrey Thompson. In the ballgame for Central Catholic, number 12, Maddie Bruce. Maddie Bruce, a 5'6 sophomore. Going to work into the corner with the basketball, Torrey Thompson. She'll bring it back out. She'll get it to Ryder. Kendall Ryder out top of the circle. We're going to get to her loosely is Cameron Runner. It was dribble in. Thought about a three. Going to take a shot from the baseline. 2-point bucket. Good. Credit the bucket. Caitlin Riley. She wears number 15. She's a 5'7 junior. 8-2 contest. Lady Huskies in the front with the basketball, trailing by 6. 2:20 left. First quarter on the dribble crossover. Ella Hickok. She's going to paint. She's kicking back out. Katie Brown works it out top. Cameron Runner guarding her closely once again. It's Kendall Ryder. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Ella Hickok. Rebound to Kendall Ryder to the front court. She'll stop right there. She'll pass it. Skip pass. Top of the circle there. That's Barrett. She'll crossover dribble. Spin move. She's going to take a shot. Couldn't reach the glass there. It's going to be a foul whistle. Got to say that whistle was just a little bit behind. But the foul probably took place. They're going to whistle this foul. On number 10, Cameron Runner. She's going to pick up number 2 in the ballgame. Team foul number 6. 1 thus far. Here in the first quarter. 1:55 left on Central Catholic. Barrett, first shot. Left-handed shot is good. 24, Carly Barrett. Averaging 15.2 per contest. She shoots a good 2-ball. Working on that 3-ball. Second shot, also ripped out, wouldn't go. He's halfway down. Came back out, rebound. Cameron Runner. Outside center circle, Hadley Cherry. She'll set a screen. Going to work it right side on the dribble. Cameron Runner. She's going to lose control of the basketball. Thought she was breast on the way up. Taking that big hop dribble into paint. Couldn't get the bucket. Rebound the other way with the rebound after the missed shot by Central Catholic. Ella Hickok across the timeline. She's going to work it left side. She'll go all the way to the hoop. She goes right-handed off the glass. 2-point bucket. Underhanded scoop layup for Ella Hickok. 9-4 contest. 5-point bang for Central Catholic. Central Catholic in the front court. They'll go to the corner with it. That's Maddie Bruce. They'll work it back out top. Barrett. Carly Barrett going to work it left side. Now on the dribble, Torrey Thompson. To the corner, she'll dribble in. Torrey Thompson back out, she'll take a three, and it's good. Right elbow extended, number 5, Torrey Thompson. She's shooting 41% from three-point land. Also, 41% is Caitlin Riley, and they both have the same free throw percentage at 75. Going to work it in the front court. Going to be picked up there. 15, Caitlin Riley. Going to work it out top, Carly Barrett. Outside the arc, Torrey's going to try another one, 2 in a row. Same location, Torrey Thompson, and she acknowledges a good pass from Barrett. 30 seconds left. Front court with the basketball. Should have been an over and back call. Wasn't called because the ball was passed to Ella, when she hadn't established in the front court yet, but no call. They couldn't get the bucket. So we're going back the other direction anyway. From the corner, 3-point shot, right corner baseline, Caitlin Riley. The second 41%er from three-point land. 5 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, going to be a collision. Cameron Runner is going to take the brunt of it. She hit the deck. She got right back up on her own. She gets a pat on the backside from Kaylee Roten. 4.3 seconds left. going to be inbound near center line, right there in front of the scores bench. We're going to get it into Cameron Rutter. Plenty of times he's in the paint. Off the glass, no foul call. Couldn't get the bucket. He tried to lay up right side. They didn't whistle a foul. Long shot, the buzzer wasn't going to go. At the end of one quarter of play, Lafayette Central Catholic, Lady Knights 18, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies 4. We're making this game in 10 parts being brought to you by TripsAndFishers.com since 1983. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Tristan Fisher's, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32 at Mill Creek Road. Keep your eyes focused. They're going to put a roundabout right there. Will mention that's in Noblesville. And you can visit them online or on site. It's for their quality used car inventory. TripsAndFishers.com. First buzzer sounds as they play some rock and roll right here. The Kinks. So that's some 70s music, I believe. I'm more of an 80s fan, but that sounds good. Like Craig Wolfgang says, he likes all music. And that's a pretty good answer. 8 minutes on the game clock. Second quarter. Lady Husky Dolphin at possession arrow. 18-4. Huskies going to try to draw out of this. Going to pass to the backcourt. Defense was good. Torrey Thompson tried to intercept the deep pass in the backcourt. Ella Hickok comes up with it. In the front court now, Katie Roten. Right side behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Out top, Katie Brown. To work at the left side, going to be a foul whistle. Playing pretty close right there. Kendall Ryder is right there, almost in the same pair of shoes that Cameron Runner is wearing. But she picked up the foul right there, trying to get the steal. So number four, Kendall Ryder, picked up her first foul. She fouled number three. Lady Huskies have six. So next common foul by the Lady Huskies is going to put Central Catholic at the foul strike. 7:35 on the game clock. Second quarter. Hamilton Heights in the front court. Katie Roten behind the arc. It's going to be a reach-in foul. I will mention the JV contest started out like they were going to call a lot of fouls. And I got to mention right now, it seems that way. But my guess is they're just trying to set the precedent for this game and trying to get the girls to play the game without the advantage of too much touch. So they can be a foul in the back with the front court again. They'll be whistled on Central Catholic. They're going to whistle this foul again on Kendall Ryder. She's trying to guard Cameron Runner. They may have to switch her off of Cameron if that comes to the case right there. But that's going to be a difficult task. We'll see what Coach Craig DeVault elects to do. 7:17, second quarter, 18-4. Lady Huskies in the front court trailing by 14. They're working back around the perimeter. It's going to be a tough pass to handle. Kaylee Roten had to track down a tough pass thrown by Katie Brown. It went almost over the center line, and then she actually stepped into the backcourt to retrieve it, to throw back in, and it's over and back. So the Huskies turn it over. Unforced error. Going to bring it in from the side court. Brought in right there, 24, Carly Barrett. On the dribble, Kendall Ryder. Back to Barrett. Little elbow right side. Back to Barrett. She's open. Off the rim. When go, Ryder with the rebound. She feeds it right back to Barrett. Back behind the arc. They'll work it around the perimeter. It's going to be a drop step. They're going to call a traveling violation. She didn't get the ball down quick enough. Move that pivot foot. That's number 12, Maddie Bruce. Maddie Bruce, a 5'6" sophomore. Ball brought in. Side court, Kaylee Roten. Back court, Ella Hickok. Adjacent pass in the backcourt. Cameron Runner will pass to the front court. They'll break the press. She'll get it to Katie Roten. Back to Cameron. Cameron on the dribble. She's going to go baseline. She's going to kick it to the corner. Have the carry. They're working around. Ellie Hickok, the long three, is good. Right elbow extended. A couple of steps behind the arc. Ella Hickok for three. 18-7. 11-point advantage for Central Catholic. He's going to go baseline. They're going to say he dropped step. I think on the baseline, that's going to be a second turnover in succession for number 12, Maddie Bruce, and she's going to check out the lineup. I'm sure she'll be back. So in the ballgame is 22, Lizzie Cochran. Barrett, that's Carly Barrett. They're working in the front court. They're working back behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, Ella Hickok works the left side behind the arc. Adley Cherry, she's got the triple threat, she'll dribble. Kick it back out to Ella Hickok. Works the right side well behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner has a new gal guarding her. It's number 5, Tori Thompson. From the baseline jumper. 3-point shot good. That's 2 in a row for Ella Hickok. Left corner baseline. 18-10. Central Catholic by 8. A baseball pass to the front court. Might call a softball pass in this game. It's intercepted by Hadley Cherry. Going across the timeline with the basketball, Ella Hickok. Working against her now, they moved her to Ella Kendall Ryder. The whistle in the front court, and Lady Hussey going to turn it over. Cassie Schakel going to get caught for a foul off the ball. Schakel, they say she had 3 in the contest. I've been paying attention, but evidently not paying attention enough. Coach Cherry is going to sub in Katie Brown in the ball game, and Cassie Schakel picked up the foul, and she'll take a breather. She said she had 3. That's an offensive foul, player control, so they're not going to shoot. Lady Huskies with 7 fouls here in the first half. We're in the second quarter, 5:22. Shot inside the 3-point line. Wouldn't go for Barrett. Fighting with the rebound right there, Cameron Runner. And these girls are playing to win. You know they are. Going to be a foul right there on the rebound. They're going to whistle this on Central Catholic. Central Catholic, in just a matter of minutes, catches up with Hamilton Heights on the foul department. Central Catholic with 6. So bonus, common foul, either way, next foul that happens. 5:12 on the game clock. On the dribble, Cameron Runner across the timeline. Working against her, Tori Thompson. Tori Thompson not playing as tight against her as Kendall Ryder. Kendall Ryder can absolutely work in your own shoes. So the shot wouldn't go, rims off. Credit the rebound, 22, Lindsay Cochran. Back to Ryder. Out top to Barrett. She'll cross over. She's in the lane. Left-handed layup. Good. Barrett, Carly Barrett, got the layup. 20-10. Will be a timeout called. Right here, it's going to be a 60-second timeout. 10-point advantage for Central Catholic. 4:47 left. Second quarter, we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, their Carquest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They are at the south edge of Cicero. It's right there on Highway 19. We'll mention another name for that road is Peru Street. That's at the Cicero Town Plaza. The team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're going to inbound the basketball. Going to be brought in backcourt right now. Hamilton Heights going to bring it 84 feet. Right of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner, get back to Ella. 4:44 on the game clock. Ella Hickok going to walk it to the timeline. Picking her up is Ryder. She'll cross over on the crossover step. She'll cross over again. Ella Hickok, a pretty good dribbler. That's an understatement. Out top of the basketball, Kaylee Roten. She can also dribble the basketball. We're going to get her, Tori Thompson. Behind the arc, Katie Brown. Back to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble. Deep in the front court, opposite the scorer's bench. She'll bring it back out. She'll center it up in the center circle. Going to pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Going to use it. Going to go elbow right side. Kick it to the corner, Katie Brown. Katie Brown's shot wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul. Let's see if she hit the floor. They are going to say she came down, hit the floor. The blockout was the foul, so she's going to shoot the bonus. She's not going to get three shots for the three-point miss. Katie Brown, I take that back. They're going to say the foul was committed against Cameron. Katie Brown's okay with that. We'll miss her. Katie Brown on the season shooting 55%. She's 6 for 11. Cameron Runner, 85%, 111 for 130. She gets the first one. She's 3 for 3 in the ball game. So Cameron Runner cuts into the lead. It's now a 9-point deficit for Hamilton Heights, 20 to 11, 4-11 left here in the second. Next shot, long off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound 24, Carly Barrett. Barrett takes it to the front court, lost the handle, picked up by Ella Hitchcock. She's going to try a right-handed layup off the glass. It rims around, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner back up, no foul called. She got tripped, I'm quite sure. She'd be shooting here in about 30 seconds. She gets a steal. Steal by Cameron Runner in the Central Catholic front court. She'll dribble in the paint. Against three, she'll take a shot and she'll draw the foul there in the paint. Three Lady Knights right there trying to defend. They're going to whistle this foul on five, Tori Thompson. Tori Thompson, the most recent to draw the assignment to guard Cameron Runner. First shot good. Cameron Runner got one. Well, it's 20 to 12, 8-point advantage for Central Catholic. 3:48 left here in the second quarter. Second shot, also good. 20 to 13. Lady Husky trail by 7. Going to bring it to the front court. On the dribble, Carly Barrett. She'll take it to number 4. Ryder, she'll dribble across the timeline. Thought about a traveling violation. No call. Outside the paint. So there'll be an offensive foul committed. Carly Barrett. In 24, Hadley Cherry sets up to draw the charge. Right inside the paint, left side. So they're going to whistle this foul on Carly Barrett. She has two. The second half is going to be interesting with the foul department happening in this ballgame. 3:27 on the game clock. 20 to 13, Lady Husky trail by 7. The fake to pass, right side's going to be intercepted. Picked up right out of Kaylee Roten's arms. Pull back the other direction, off the glass. 2-point layup is good for Carly Barrett. 3:10 left. Second quarter, 22-13. Not a lot of pressure. They're going to pick up at half court. Tori Thompson going to pick up Ella Hitchcock in the front court. So crossover, Ella Hitchcock, spin dribble. Picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Works the right side behind the arc. She'll pass it to Cameron. She'll bounce it to the corner. They're going to whistle a foul. He's trying to push her out on the baseline. They're going to whistle a foul. Central Catholic, number 15, Caitlin Riley. She's a 5'7 junior. Caitlin Riley going to pick up the foul. She has one. Team foul number 10, double bonus for Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights still with 7. First shot, Cameron Runner, rims around, falls off. Couldn't get the first one. Cameron Runner going to clean the back of her shoes off. She'll get one more. 2:52 left, 22-13. And now 22-14. Cameron gets the back end of a two-shot foul. Double bonus foul. We're in it from the backcourt. They'll use the V technique. They'll cross it with the pass. Barrett going to get the ball back from Thompson. Back pedal dribble Barrett. Straight away, we're going to get her. It's Ella Hitchcock outside the paint. She's going to dribble back baseline. Going to pass it right side in the paint. Kicks it back out to the corner. She'll dribble in. Left elbow. Two-point shot is good. Credit the bucket. Number 5, Tori Thompson. Thompson averaging 13.4. She's the second high scorer for Central Catholic. Going to work it to the corner. We're going to back out top. Havy Cherry. Katie will kick it back out to Havy. 3-point shot. Rims off with go. Cameron Runner there for the board. Cameron Runner, 7.1 boards a game. Out top, Havy Cherry. Left side behind the arc. Ella Hitchcock, triple threat. She'll dribble right. She'll bring it back around the perimeter. Opposite side, stiff pass. Katie Brown works it inside. Kaylee Roten. Roten shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Tori Thompson. We're going to see the front court. Right there, Carly. I should say working right there, Carly Barrett. They'll work it outside. 2-point shot wouldn't fall. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Ella Hitchcock going to bring it to the sideline. 1:36 and counting. We're in the second quarter. 24-14, Central Catholic. Off the glass, driving the lane right there was Ella Hitchcock. Couldn't get the bucket. A bit strong. Rebound out of there. Number 15, Caitlin Riley. They'll work it inside to Ryder. Ryder goes up for a layup. She'll take the brunt of that, and she'll earn two shots at the foul stripe. And a whistle this on Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner, three fouls here in the first half. Decision right there for Coach Keegan Cherry. See if he plays offense defense here. Don't know. Cameron Runner has three. 1:22 left. First shot good. That's number four. Kendall Ryder. Through 19 games, she's shooting 57%, 24 for 42. Right hand to the shooter. Second shot, rims around, falls in. 2 for 2 for Ryder. 1:22. Ball brought in, Ella Hitchcock. Cameron Runner being shadowed right there by Maddie Bruce, number 12. Going to work it to the front court. Haley Roten working around the left side. Gets the ball back from Cameron. Ella Hitchcock back to Cameron. Crossover, Cameron Runner behind R. Picked up a screen from Hadley Carey. Works to the left side, goes to the corner with it. Ella Hitchcock, three-point shot is good. Left corner baseline, good for Ella. She's got three threes in the first half. 50 seconds left. Going to be a reach-in foul in the front court. Going to be called against the Huskies. 26-17. 9-point advantage for Central Catholic. The foul's whistled on Katie Brown. She has one. That's the Huskies' ninth foul. So double bonus both ways now. 50.5 left. Carly Barrett shooting at the stripe. First shot is good. She gets some congratulatories right there. 50.5 left. Second quarter, substitution. They're going to let her come in. Basketball is bounced to her. They'll get it back. They'll allow the sub. So taking a breather is Ryder. Coach DeVault don't want her to pick up another foul. And just 50 seconds left here in the second quarter. Carly Barrett, second shot, rims around, falls in. Got both of them. Carly Barrett. In the ballgame for Central Catholic. Right now, where's number 10? Going to cross the timeline on the dribble. Cameron Runner. Shadowing her, as mentioned, is Maddie Bruce. Where's number 12? Going to work it right side behind Arthur. They go to the corner with it. Katie Brown back to Kaylee Roten. They go to the free throw line. Abby Cherry. She'll distribute out top. Cameron Runner. 28 seconds left. Second quarter. They go to the corner with it. Ella Hitchcock brings it back out. Abby Cherry. She'll hand off. Cameron Runner, she'll dribble the lane. She'll take a floater off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound Central Catholic, Carly Barrett. She's going to go the other direction. She'll dish off. Right elbow extended, three-point shot, wouldn't go. That was Tori Thompson. Rebound Ella Hitchcock, she'll take it to the front court. She'll work it out top, have the carry back to Ella. Three-point shot on the way, got it. At the buzzer, Ella Hitchcock from the right corner baseline. She's got a patent there at the right corner baseline. We'll go to halftime. 8 points advantage for Central Catholic. 28-20. We'll mention, we'll talk about the rankings. Rankings going on right now this week in girls basketball. We'll get through this. We'll mention Class 2A. Class 2A coaches polled this week. These were tabulated on January 16th, 4 days ago. We'll mention the top 16 Class 2A this week in the state of Indiana. We're making Class 2A Sectional 35. That's number one in the state. Central Noble, they're the Lady Cougars. They're 19-2. Sectional 47, they're second in the state. That's North Knox. Lady Warriors are 20-1. At number three, Sectional 39, the Blackford Lady Bruins. Hamilton Heights didn't play Blackford this year. They substituted in. The women from the Blackford Lady Bruins are 17-2. At number four, at number sectional 48, Forest Park Lady Rangers, they're 17-3. At number five, at sectional 36, represented by Pioneer Lady Panthers, they're 16-3. Sectional 33, at number six, Andrean Lady Fighting 59ers, 18-3, Central Catholic Knights, plenty familiar with that school. We'll mention tied at number seven. At number seven, first team is Sectional 38. They're really familiar with Central Catholic here. That's the Lady Knights of Lafayette Central Catholic. They're currently 14-6. Also tied at number 7, number 42, sectional 42, Eastern Hancock. The Lady Royals are 16-3. Tied at number 9, there are two more teams. Sectional 47, Linton Stockton, the Lady Miners, are 15-3. Sectional 38, tied at number 9 with Linton, is Carroll. Carroll Lady Cougars, that's out of Flora, Indiana, right there on 18. They're 17-3. At number 11, sectional 40, the LaPel Lady Bulldogs, 14-6. At number 12, sectional 39 again, Eastbrook Lady Panthers, they're 13-4. Tied at number 13, there are two teams. First one is sectional 46, Brownstown Central. The Lady Braves are 14-7. The other team tied at number 13 from sectional 43, University High School. The Lady Trailblazers are 14-4. And tied at number 15, there are two teams. Sectional 42, Triton Central Lady Tigers. They're 15-4. Sectional 38, also at number 15, the Seeger Lady Patriots. They're 17-3. And as mentioned, three teams in the top 16 this week are from Class 2A, Sectional 38. And they are Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights, 14-6. Carroll Lady Cougars, 17-3. And Seeger Lady Patriots, 17-3. You'll see all three of those teams, sectional action, right here at Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. 6:54 on the intermission clock. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 3A coaches poll. These were also tabulated on January 16th. Here are the top 14 listed. That's all they had listed. We'll get to them. We'll mention Class 3A. Sectional 22. Mentioned before the ball game, Twin Lakes, Lady Indians, they're currently 20 wins, 0 losses. And right now tonight, they're playing in the crossover game against Northwestern for all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference this year. And at second place in Class 3A, coaches poll, number 24 sectional 24, that's Jay County. Jay County Lady Patriots. They're currently 18-1. You go check out the sectional at Hamilton Heights. You'll see some good basketball, and Jay County will produce some of it. We're making number 3 in the state this week, sectional 32, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers. They're 18-1. And sectional 26, at number 4, Indian Creek. They are the Lady Braves. They're 19-1. Sectional 23, represented at number 5 by Norwell Lady Knights. They're 16-3. At number 6 this week in the state, sectional 20 represented Fairfield Lady Falcons. They're 18-2. Sectional 19 at number 8, Mishawaka Marion, the Lady Knights, are 16-5. Sectional 23 at number 9 in the state, the Northwestern Lady Tigers. They're currently 13-3. As mentioned, they're going against Twin Lakes tonight. I imagine that's a good game. We'll also mention at number 10, sectional 22, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, 14-5. They have Tipton Lady Devils in their gym tonight. And number 11 in the state this week, sectional 23, Belmont, the Lady Braves, 14-4. They customarily host the regional second round for girls basketball. You might see them hosting once again a Mr. Manus, quite a good athletic director. And we'll also mention at number 12, sectional 25, Danville Lady Warriors, 17-3. Sectional 30 represented at number 13, Scottsburg, the Lady Warriors, are 16-3. And at number 14, representing sectional 24, along with Jay County. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies are 15-3. 3:48 clock moving. Out on the floor shooting layups, Central Catholic Knights out of the locker room first. And again, we'll remind you, the IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament is going to happen Sunday the 22nd. Set your clock. If you're going to take a nap on Sunday, which is a good day to take it, set your clock for 4:45. It'll be a two-hour program. It's going to be the 48th annual IHSAA Girls Basketball State Tournament pairing show. It's going to happen 5 to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. It will be streamed exclusively at IHSAATV.org. That's IHSAATV.org. That's the 3-minute buzzer, the reminder. And we'll mention that program will be hosted by Bob Rebel. Sitting right beside him is Greg Redshaw. You know, I really like both those guys, but Greg is a pretty cool guy. And you'll find out how good he is if you tune into that program. So after the program is over, you can go to IHSAA.org and you can find out the pairings, even if you missed the show. So that'd be a good place to go if you can't be there live. And we'll also mention, locally, the Indianapolis area, there's a lot of Champions Network radio stations across Indiana. But my guess is you'll be able to get a reception for these two. And the first one is 93.5 FM. And the second one is 107.5 FM. If you check weekdays late afternoon, you can capture the John Michael Vincent Show. That's JMV. JMV grew up in Eastern Greene, way down there in the south. He was a Thunderbird. JMV, I'll tell you what, I've known him a while. I used to kind of follow him, kind of like I was a roadie. I'm not really a roadie, but I enjoyed him. He's a good guy. He was working in the shadows of a Mark Patrick. He followed up Mark Patrick when Mark Patrick went on to a different location to work. JMV got the job. He worked at 1260 WNDE. He worked there a while. And then he was hired by the MS broadcasting station. So right now he's working 107.5 FM. And I'm John Michael Vincent. What a quality guy. I think he would have been a freshman when I was a senior. That's the age difference. So he's an 88 graduate from Eastern Greene High School, home of the Thunderbirds. So that's John Michael Vincent. But tune in to the girls' pairing show. And I tell you what, back in the day, back that time when I was following John, he and his wife had their first child, a male. I think he's probably supposed to be a teenager now, something like that. And you know how it is when you got to buy diapers for your baby. That's a lot of cost. I've been told that the best way to compliment a new couple with a child is to buy them some diapers. So I did that a couple of times, and I'm glad I did, because they needed them. They was telling me on the radio not too long ago how many diapers a kid uses in a year. Unbelievable number. Then I had somebody tell me, he says, you need to have them potty trained by two. Some of them don't make it at two. Some take three or three and a half or maybe four. It doesn't matter. So third quarter, getting ready to start. Rock and roll, they're playing the music. Going to be inbound, off the possession arrow, to Central Catholic. 28-20. Central Catholic by eight. Ball brought in for Thompson to get it back. To the inbound person, that's Kendall Ryder. She'll work her right side. Caitlin Riley, she'll pick up the dribble, working her out top. Abby Cherry, going to be a steal. Going back the other direction, Ella Hickok. Went left side off the glass. She had a little bit of a hesitation there. I thought Barrett might get a piece of the block. But Ella Hickok kept it under control off the glass. 2-point bucket in the backcourt. Hamilton Heights providing pressure. Hands like a cat. A reflexes like a cat. Going to be kicked there by Cameron Run. They'll bring the ball back in. Barrett going to pass through the timeline. Ryder on the dribble. Front court. They're working left side. 15, Caitlin Riley back out top. just spout out some directions with the hand. That's number four, Kendall Ryder. Back out top, Carly Barrett. Barrett in the center circle, staking every dribble. She'll pass it right side adjacent to Ryder back to Barrett. Right there in the logo, got the horse and the knightsman. That is a beautiful logo at Central Catholic on the middle court. Out top of the basketball, three-point shot long off the rim. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Tori Thompson. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Crossing the timeline, Kaylee Roten. She gets it back to Ella Hickok out top. Going to guard her loosely. That's Tori Thompson. She'll pass it right side. Well behind the arc is Kaylee Roten. She'll bounce it to the corner right side. Behind the arc, Ella Hickok. Picked up the screen right there. Hadley Cherry, she'll dribble in the paint. Kick it back out. Katie Brown, she'll dribble in. Elbow right side. Bring it back out. Three-point shot on the way. Rims out long. Wouldn't go. Kaylee Roten might have caromed high. Went straight over the backboard. Touched nothing. I'm quite a question if that's out of bounds. They kind of changed that rule after Larry Bird made that certain shot. 6:33 on the game clock. That's Burke of Matthew. We're going down low off the glass. Got the bucket. And he had two shots, two points awarded, and she'll shoot one more. That's 22, Lizzie Cochran. Lizzie Cochran going to tow it up. They're going to whistle this foul on Katie Brown. Katie Brown has two in the ballgame. That's the first, second half on either team. Shot on the way, three-point play opportunity. Wouldn't go. Ryder going to call foul on Hadley Cherry on the rebound. Hadley Cherry was there trying to block out. And Liz Ryder going to end up on the baseline. She hits the deck. She's right back up. Hadley Cherry has two. Huskies have two here in the second half. Lady Knights with none. 6:27 on the game clock. Third quarter. 30-22 cross-court skip pass. Three-point shot rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Caitlin Riley. Ball Karam skipped out of bounds. About the same location that Purdue tipped with Michigan State went out of bounds, where it took them about 7 or 8 minutes to finally hit the alternate possession arrow on that call. But we're going back in with the basketball number four, Kendall Ryder. In the front court, she'll backpedal dribble. We're going to get to her. It's Ella Hickok. And they're going to call a foul from behind. The official was behind Ella Hickok. He made the call, called the foul. 6:13 on the game clock. Ella Hickok picks up her first foul in the ballgame. They're going to bring it in from side court. They thought they were going to bring it left of the bucket on the baseline. That would have been an advantage for Central Catholic to bring it in from the side court. Tori Thompson gets it into Ryder. Back to Tori Thompson out top to cross over. We're going to see the left side behind the arc. Catch the hands of Maddie Bruce. Back out. Now Barrett. Carly Barrett going to drive in. She's going to throw the ball away. She was looking for a pass, but it was deflected. Was it deflected? I'm not sure. But I thought she was looking at a cutter, and the cutter didn't end up where the ball was at. They call it out of bounds off of Hamilton Heights. Kaylee Roten asking a question. Politely, they give it back to her. They give it back to Central Catholic. Ryder takes the three. Back out top. Crossover dribble, spin move. Carly Barrett goes to the corner with it. She'll bring it back out. Long place in on the floor right there. Behind the arc, three-point shot on the way. Ryder couldn't get it. Cameron Runner boards it to get us back to Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. She'll begin to walk in the front court. She'll pitch it. Katie Wilson, she'll go outside the paint off the glass shot. Wouldn't go. Take that spin move just off the glass. Back the other direction. Barrett trying to take it coast to coast. She'll dish off. In the front court, Cameron Runner going to tip it out of bounds. Front court of Central Catholic Knights. It's going to be brought in by Tori Thompson. Left of the bench, Central Catholic bench. Back to Ryder. Back pedal dribble. She'll dribble in now. Just inside the arc straight away. She'll work at left side. Ball stripped. Stripped there. Picked up by Katie Brown. Katie Brown in the front court. Going to get it back to Ella Hickok. 5:07 left. Third quarter. 8-point ball game. Got some friction happening there. They're going to call a timeout. Hamilton Heights. Got to mention Kendall Ryder and Cameron Runner. They're going to call a double. Let's see what they're going to call. They're going to call a 30-second timeout. There's no foul called. Glad there wasn't, because he likely might have called it a double foul, and that wouldn't have been fair. 5:01 left. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football and basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. And as we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most precious assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support winter athletics. Ball brought in. Kaylee Roten out top of the circle. In the center circle on the dribble. Ella Hickok, she'll work at right side behind our back pedal again. We're going to get her as Tori Thompson loosely. We'll pick up a screen there. Hallie Cher, she'll dribble right side outside the paint. Took a shot. It's going to be deflected. They called that a block shot. It went out of bounds. Carly Barrett blocked the shot, but the ball went out of bounds. Hamilton Heights is going to bring the ball back in. 4:42 on the game clock. Left of the bucket, brought in Cameron Runner. Going baseline. To the corner. Cross corner, skip pass. Katie Brown, she's going to dribble in the paint. She'll get her shot blocked. But the Lady Huskies will bring the ball back in, this time right of the bucket on the baseline. 30-22. 4:35 left. We're in the third quarter of Friday night. Prime basketball for girls variety in life, rightfully so. Out behind the arc, they're running back out top. Ella Hickok, back pedal dribble. Near the center circle, picking her up loosely is Tori Thompson. Foul situation, Lady Huskies the three. Central Catholic yet to commit a foul here in the second half. We're in the third quarter, 4:18 left. Working it around the perimeter, Kaylee Roach. Works behind the arc, Katie Brown. She'll dribble once. Back out top. And loose on the surface. Let's see what the call is. Ryder hit the deck. And they're going to call. They're going to call foul. I guess they're going to call this an illegal screen. Not quite sure, but they're going to call this on Kaylee Roten. That just don't sound right in Kaylee Roten type of basketball play. 4:11 left, brought in. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, left-handed dribble. Ryder. Right side behind the arc. Barrett. Three-point shot. Tori Thompson. Got it. Ryder sets the screen. Three-point shot for Barrett. 33-22. 11-point advantage for Central Catholic. On the dribble, out top with the basketball. Ella Hickok. She'll get the town administrator to go to the corner. Three-point shot. Kaylee Roten. Rims out long. Fighting for the board. Cameron Runner comes up with it. They're working back around the perimeter. Going to give it to Ella Hickok. She'll drive baseline. She'll bring it back out. Kaylee Roten back out top. Hadley Sherry. She'll go to the corner. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble it back out. She'll square back up. Gets the ball back to Cameron Runner. Let it call over and back. Cameron Runner attempted to save that basketball. Not sure in that situation with a difficult save. You just don't try to act like it was tipped and try to buy the call from the official. Don't know. Ball goes out of bounds. Belongs to Central Catholic. 3:25 on the game clock. 33-22. Outside center circle, facing every dribble. Waiting for some defense is Ryder. That's Kendall Ryder. 5'7 senior, she's pretty savvy in the basketball IQ. She plays hard on the surface. Ball tip goes out of bounds. Ball evidently went out of bounds. He's trying to say who it was out of bounds on. They say it was out last touch by Hamilton Heights. They're going to bring it in from the corner. Deep corner, left corner baseline in the front court. Central Catholic. And Barrett tries to make a pass to Ryder. Cameron Runner right there, quick reflexes, kicks it once again. Soccer is a good game certain times of the year. We're going to back around. The dribble in, elbow outside the paint, shot on the way, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for, Barrett take the shot, almost got the board. They'll keep it in the front court, Tori Thompson gets the basketball on the board. Back out to Ryder, center circle, she'll cross over. Working against Cameron Runner, outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Carly Barrett, couple of steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Cameron Runner gets the ball in. She's on the way coast to coast. She's going to pick up the dribble, working back to Ella Hickok. Hadley Cherry way out top, looking to give the ball away. Ryder going to bump all over Hadley Cherry. No call. And this game is getting a little bit out of hand with a lot of bumping and bruising going on. 2:27 left. They're going to whip the foul and see what this is. They're going to check on a gal, see if she's okay. Trainer comes out. Coach stays put. Girl can play with just a trainer out there, but she's going to walk off, and they're going to get a substitution for her. That's Carly Barrett. She's going to grimace a little bit, but my guess is she'll be back. In the ball game, we're going to see again number 12, Maddie Bruce, 5'6" sophomore. She's going to stay put for the moment. So it's going to be a shot taken. I didn't hear a technical foul called. Might have been. Might have been a technical foul call. She's shooting with an empty lane. The rest of the teams are back behind the half-court line. She got the first one, couldn't get the second one. That was Central Catholic shooting. That was number 5, Tori Thompson. Tori Thompson entered that free throw, shooting 75%, 27 for 36 on the season. So they chose her to shoot. They could have chosen Caitlin Riley. Caitlin Riley also in the ball game, but they could have brought her off the bench if that had been the case. We're getting the front court on the dribble. That's number 4, Kendall Ryder. Gets the ball back deep. Triple threat available. Working against her is Cameron Runner. They administer the call. She dribbles right side. Ella Hickok on the defense. Lost the handle. It's going to be the last touch by Ryder. Ryder plays a little bit out of control at times. I'm telling you, she plays somewhat like a boy. You definitely want a Ryder on your basketball team. Going to work it back the other direction. 11, who's going to 10, going to go coast to coast. No foul called. Cameron Runner with coast to coast in the paint, right side. Took the shot, no whistle. They go left side behind the arc. Working the basketball there is Caitlin Riley. Going to be a timeout called. Coach Craig DeVault is going to bail her out right here in the corner. Going to be a timeout called, and they're going to stay standing. It's going to be 30 seconds. Will Mitchin, this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a real estate agent and a real estate broker, Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can text, message, or call Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. Her number again is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocation, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocation. Lisa Stokes Bay, a real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets Company. In the front court with the basketball. Ryder on the dribble way outside being guarded by Cameron Runner. She dishes off. Barrett with the basketball outside. Back to Ryder. She'll dribble in. Elbow left side. They're going to whistle the foul. Going to be a reach-in foul. Whistle on the Lady Huskies. Got to control the temper. Got to control the body. The brain controls the temper. They're going to whistle this foul on Hadley Carey. She had 3. Team foul number 6. 1:36 on the game clock. Working the ball in. Barrett on the dribble. Out top, she'll left-handed dribble, left-handed player. Behind the arc, Ryder tipped away, tipped by Cameron Runner. He goes straight up, she comes down with the basketball. We're going to get a bump foul, trying to get across the timeline. They're going to whistle this on Kendall Ryder. And Kendall Ryder going to pick up the foul. She has 3 in the ballgame. Team foul number 2, second half. 1:23 left here in the third quarter, 37-22. Lady Huskies trail by 15. 1:16 on the game clock. To the corner, Katie Brown. She'll bring it back out of there. Left corner baseline. Picks it up. Goes back to Cameron Runner. Into the corner. Picked up defensively by Barrett. In the paint. Lost the handle. Ball's loose. Picked up on the dribble. Is Ryder. She's going to try to go coast to coast. She's going to draw the foul. And she takes the shot. Shot didn't make it up. And she's going to land up against the padded area right there with the stage. It is padded. She did hit the floor. There was hit the floor pretty well. And trainer over there right away. And then going to check on her. And then we'll hope the best for her. She's still stationary in the position she was when she hit the pad. So send some prayers up for her. Absolutely. 102 left here in the third quarter. They're looking to try to move her. Both athletic trainers right there. Working right there for Ryder. That's Kendall Ryder. She's at a seated position now with her back against the pad and kind of holding her right wrist. She's going to go to her feet right now. You're going to help her off the surface. And Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo, she is the trainer. I met her during baseball season. Sarah Igo. She was a newlywed last year. She's not quite yet called a newlywed, but she's the athletic trainer. Does a fine job at Central Catholic. So going to the foul stripe is going to be a different gal than Ryder. Ryder was fouled. First shot goes in. First shot is good. I believe at the stripe is Maddie Bruce. Maddie Bruce eyes the second one, flies it, and got both of them. So Maddie Bruce for two at the stripe. And Kendall Ryder, okay, on the bench. We're hoping so. Maddie Bruce will get those points on her score pass. 52 seconds left. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Good. Left elbow extended. That's Cameron Leonard. Nothing but net. She may have found her touch. 39-25, 14-point advantage. 39 seconds left. Pass in the paint. Deflected. Picked up by Hallie Cherry. Right place at the right time. Backward across pass from Katie Brown. Katie Rosen back to Cherry. Well outside the arc. Left elbow extended. To go to the corner, Katie Brown. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Fight for the board. Katie Brown rebounds her own shot. It's Barron's right back towards her. Cameron Runner tips it to her. Then we're going back out top. Cameron Runner. Outside the arc, Kaylee Roten. Roten looks at the right side. Cameron Runner, same location she just shot from. She'll dribble it back out top. There's going to be a foul whistle. Foul whistled in the front court of Hamilton Heights. It's going to be called on Central Catholic. 6.3 left here in the third quarter. That foul whistled on number 5, Tori Thompson. She has 3. Team foul number 4. 4 seconds left. 3 seconds. Ellie Hickok crosses over. Keeps in the corner. 3-point shot. Daly Wilson. Where'd he go? Rims out short. Bounced over. After 3 quarters of play, Lafayette Central Catholic Lady Knights 39. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies 25. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Nobleville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with liftgates. If you've got a liftgate, you have no worries. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. The owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we'll mention putmeinsports.com. Varsity Sports will be at Tipton High School tomorrow. 7:30 contest for the varsity. Kokomo Wildcats going to be at Tipton. If you're not familiar with the Kokomo Wildcats, they've got a 6'10 boy, Flory Badunga. He can jump out of the gym, and he recently had a record streak of 32 two-point shots in a row. That might have included a couple of games. In a row, 32 two-pointers. Ball brought in. Also possession. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Cameron Runner goes up, stripped with the basketball. Ryder back in the game. She's got a sleeve on that right arm. Going to work at the left side. Just Barrett back to Ryder in the corner, being guarded there by Kaylee Roten. Back out top. Tori Thompson. Going to be stripped right there by Ella Hitchcock. Coming up with the basketball is Hadley Cherry. She'll get it left side. Cameron Runner kicks it back out to Cherry. She'll work at the right side, well behind the arc. Straight away. She'll get it. Ella Hitchcock wants to Cameron Runner. Cassidy Schakel back in the ballgame. Touches her hands briefly. Works up left side, Kaylee Roten on the dribble. She'll work it back out top, Cameron Runner. Guarding Cameron once again is Kendall Ryder. Going to dribble in. 14-footer straight away. Way to go. Ella Hickok got her own board. Tried to reverse layup. Couldn't get it. It got blocked. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a timeout. Take that back. It's going to be a foul on the floor. Ella Hickok hit the floor somewhat hard. Running out there. Sarah Igo in a hurry. They're going to help her to her feet. The teammates are. That's Kaylee Roten, Cassidy Shakel, Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok is trying to work this out. She wants to stay in the game. She can, according to the rules. Coach Keegan Cherry didn't go out and check on her. They're looking to sub in right there. Thinking about it, Taylor Harley is being held hostage right there. We'll say it in that way. Keegan Cherry, and then she's going to step back down. Ella Hickok going to stay in the game. Ella Hickok trying to get the steal. She's going to make it. She's going to be okay. I believe so. I'm not a doctor, and I've never intended to be one. From the corner, three-point shot rims off. Shot taken by Caitlin Riley. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Set the screen, middle of the court right there, Hadley Cherry. Going to get an offensive foul. Cameron Runner going to get a push-off. You're going to get a push-off right there, Kendall Ryder. You know that matchup this whole game. They did take a matchup away from each other there for about half of the second quarter, maybe part of the third. But they call foul on Cameron Runner, and she picked up an unnecessary fourth foul in this ballgame. There'll be a foul in the middle court right there. They're going to whistle this one on Hamilton Heights. It's going to be on Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten shows four fouls in her ball game. That's nine fouls on the Lady Huskies here in the second half. First shot up and in for the bonus. At the free throw line is number five, Tori Thompson. She's going to get one more. 40 to 25. And now 41. 41-25. Central Catholic Lady Knights by 16. 6:38 on the game clock. Cross their timeline on the dribble. Ella Hickok working against her is Tori Thompson. Right side, three-point shot on the way. Good. Left elbow extended. Kaylee Roten, as mentioned, entering the game. 41%. After 19 games, she had shot 100. Even from three-point land, she made 41. Tipped away, stolen. Kaylee Roten in front of the scores bench. She go the other direction. Well, she's going to get that arm out in front. And that's a push-off. Kaylee Roten going to push off, try to plow her way to the basket. That was in the paint. That was not a difficult call. 6:15 on the game clock. Kaylee Roten going to take a breather. She'll play in her next ball game. It's going to be Thursday, weather permitting. She'll play at Heritage Christian. She'll be in the starting lineup. 6:12 on the game clock. Tall pass going to go out of bounds in the front court of Central Catholic. Lady Huskies going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. 41-28. 13-point difference. 6:09 left. 6:09 is a lot of time. Cross the timeline with the basketball. Ella Hickok. On the dribble, she'll cross over. We're going to get Tori Thompson. Crossover again, so bring it back out top. We've changed right there. Barrett going to pick her up. Out top of the basketball now. Cameron Runner, she'll back pedal dribble. Dribble once. They go to the right corner baseline. Shot off the mark, wouldn't go from three-point land. That was Ella Hickok. Rebound in the front court. They're going to take from the back court, I should say. Barrett and Ella Hickok is going to pick up a foul in the back court, working against Carly Barrett. It's going to be the double bonus. Double bonus in effect. Hamilton Heights picks up their 10th foul. Ella Hickok has two. 41-28. Carly Barrett going to shoot a couple. First shot up, long off the rim, wouldn't go. She'll get one more, Carly Barrett. Carly Barrett, a sophomore, 5'8". Carson Barry, 6'5". As I said, he's a walk-on at Purdue. Second shot is good. Going to be brought in, Cameron Runner, Hadley Cherry back to Cameron. She'll cross the timeline. Through the legs, cross the timeline now. working the basketball. We're going to get sure a good screen for Shakel. It's going to be a pass to the corner. That takes it down, Cameron Runner. They're going to whistle, and it's going to be a timeout. 30-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, and much, much more. They have wheels, tires, and lift kits. They have professional installations on every, for every availability. Any product they sell, they will install it for you if needed. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Dunn Road in Atlanta, Indiana, address 46030. They're not too far off of Highway 37, just west of 37, near 281st Street. That's Runyon Truck Store. At Runyon, they bleed orange. Can be brought in side court. From the corner, Harry Cherry gets in Cameron Runner. 5:28. Game clock to the corner. Hadley's going to bring it back out. So we're going to do it out to the corner. Katie Brown dribbles in. Back out top, Hadley Sherry. Works to the right side, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner guarded in loosely by Barrett. She'll bounce pass behind the arc and dribble in. Katie Brown passed it down low. A difficult pass at the legs of Cassie Shakel and picked up by Central Catholic. There'll be a timeout called. Coach Craig DeVault going to call 30. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, that's Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces, same quality work. And also, they now restore classic cars and trucks. All are welcome, Central Indiana. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto. As of March the 1st, they will have a new location. We're going to bend the puck. We're going to be stolen. Cameron running a good steal. On the run, she goes off the glass left side, was going to get fouled. Barrett was not going to let her have a clean layup. Barrett going to sacrifice a foul for these two free throws by Cameron Runner. So Barrett had three. Team foul number four. First shot up and good. 4:56 on the game clock. She'll get one more. Cameron Runner. Second shot also good. 42-30. 12-point advantage for Central Catholic. To the front court, they break the press with the pass. Tori Thompson out top to Ryder, back to Thompson. Right there in front of the spirit section of Central Catholic. She'll dribble in. Inside the three-point line, she'll kick it back out. Central Catholic going to try to take some time off the clock. Barrett going to dribble in. She'll work it down low. They're going to whistle the foul. It's going to be a reach in. It was somewhat of a mild foul. But they're going to call the foul, and it's going to be a double bonus. Once again, for Central Catholic at the foul stripe, he's number 24, Carly Barrett. Left-handed player. First one rims out long. So Carly Barrett going to get one more. She's 5'8". Sophomore ball player. So what her dad coached Central Catholic. Couple of state titles here at Central Catholic. Second shot goes in. Going to be brought in. Cameron Runner. Once you cross court here, crossing the timeline on the dribble is Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side. She'll avoid a double team. She'll keep it out behind the arc. She'll work it out top. Cassie Shakel. Works it right side. And Hadley Cherry gets the ball back to Cameron Runner. Ryder trying to guard Runner. They're working down low. Cassie Shakel. Difficult pass to handle. It was tipped by Central Catholic. Picked up into the front court now. Central Catholic with the basketball. Ryder will pass it out top. Going to the corner with it. Three-point shot on the way. Rims around. Wouldn't go. That was Caitlin Riley. Rebound secured. Central Catholic. Lindsey Cochran. They'll pass it back out top and they'll reset the offense. 3:55 left. Fourth quarter. 43-30. Central Catholic by 13. Playing for third or fourth place this year. Hoosier Conference. It'll be a jump ball. Got the ball loose there. Barrett got it available where Ella Hickok saw it. She grabbed in there and tied it up at the jump ball. Alternate possession error goes to Central Catholic. But Ella Hickok is going to get the ball back for the Lady Huskies on the next one. 3:42 on the game clock. Clock moving. Ball brought in. Barrett on the dribble. Ella Hickok guarding the basketball. Tipped off her foot. Barrett and picked up in the front court by Cassidy Schakel of Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. She'll slow it up. Way out top and pass it left side behind the arc. Cameron runs. She's going to dribble in. We're going to get through his rider. Spin move in the paint. Rimmed around. Would go. Rebound. Fought for. Cameron Runner came down with it, and Ryder is on the back of her leg. They're going to whistle a foul on Kendall Ryder, 5'7 senior. She picks up number 4 in the ballgame. 5 fouls, a cumulative second half on Central Catholic. 3:17 on the game clock. Cameron Runner on the dribble out top. She'll dribble in, elbow right side, spin move into paint. She's going to take a shot, wouldn't go. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot 2, fouled in the act of shooting. Got a 12-footer right there in the lane. They're going to whistle this foul in 24. Carly Berry, she has 4. Foul difficulty showing up here. Almost 3 minutes left. We'll mention that shot good, the Cameron Runner. We'll mention Kaylee Roden had already achieved her 5 foul quota. She's watching the ball game there by coach. 3:10, first shot good. Cameron Runner, second shot also good. 43-32, Lady Knights by 11. 3:05, Huskies, full court pressure. They're going to pass out of it. It's going to be intercepted by Abby Cherry in the front court of Central Catholic. Long 3-point shot good. Didn't even need a rim. That was Cameron Runner, a couple of steps behind. Left elbow extended. 2:48 on the game clock. Behind the arc, we're going to right side. Maddie Bruce gets it back to Ryder. Now back out top to Barrett. They'll move it left side. They're going to meet Hamilton Heights. Move their feet. They're going to be a bit deliberate here. Not sure if they even want to take a shot. 2:30 left. Outside center circle. Barrett, triple threat available. She'll dribble left. We're going to get her, Cassie Schakel. She relaxes. Out top to guard her now is Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on, working right there beside her. She'll pass it left side. They'll go to the corner with it. Right there, Bruce back out. They move the basketball in the hands of Tori Thompson. Behind the arc on the dribble. Going to be a double team there and deep in the front court by the scorer's bench. She passes out of it to Barrett. They'll go to the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Long shot over the rim. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Maddie Bruce. Rebound, Central Catholic. They'll reset the offense. 1:50 left. 43-35. Might have misspoke on the score, but that's the score. 43-35, 8 points. Advantage for Central Catholic. In the front court with the basketball, there's going to be a foul. Whistle and a hand fist up in the air. They're going to whistle a foul. Teammate of the official reports the foul. It's Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pick up her 4th foul in the ballgame. 1:38 left. Free throw line, number 5, Tori Thompson. First shot is good. Get some congratulations on the lane right there. Caitlin Riley, Carly Barrett. She'll have 1 more. Next shot up and also good. Tori Thompson for 2 at the stripe. 45-35. 1:38 brought in. Cameron Runner, she gets the ball back from Cassidy Schakel. To the front court. To Lizzie in the back court, the official and the player. Everybody's good. Rebound out of there. Couple of girls hit the deck. And evidently no foul call. Cameron Runner, one of them, on the deck. No foul call. They're going to check on the official. One of the officials was behind the gal that fell. And he kind of tripped up over her. He's going to get a swig of some H2O. Being checked on right there by Sarah Igo. Checking on him while looking at his pupils. And he's going to be checked out right there. not going to have the mobility that he had prior to. He'll get that back, but I believe he's going to stay on the floor. He says, yes, I'll be okay, and I believe he will. I tell you what, officials are an unspoken commodity. We got people wanting to be officials from the stands, tell them how bad they are when they can get their own license. Put me in sports support for license for next year's officials, and that happens from the checking account. Going back the other direction, to the front court. To the front court, Corey Thompson. Works it back, Ryder, back to Barrett. He'll work it with right elbow. She'll bring it back out. That's Barrett on the dribble. 1:15 left. Going to be a foul committed by a Lady Husky. There were three in the vicinity. They're going to whistle this foul, Lady Huskies. Will be the double bonus. And number two, Ella Hickok, is going to sit down. She'll be back against Heritage Christian. She'll be in the starting lineup. Ella Hickok, she gives it all she has. She'll sleep well tonight. So wait for the sub. Coach Keegan has 30 seconds. It used to be a minute. They cut that down to 30 seconds to make a decision for a sub. And going into ballgame now, we're going to see Taylor Harley. She wears number 4. Taylor Harley, quite an athlete. She's got a pretty good basketball IQ. Free throw line, Barrett. First shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. 1:15 on the game clock. 45-35. Both teams not going to hit the point total average. Second shot short of the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassie Schaefer. Back to Cameron Runner. Across the sideline on the dribble. She'll work it in. The paint kicks it to the corner. Katie Brown for 3. Rims off short. Wouldn't go. Katie Brown got her own board. See, the ball's loose. She's going to try to pick it up before it goes over the side court line. She tried to track down her own pass. It rolled across the side court, just right at the Husky bench. 1:02 left. Still 45-35. Barrett gets the inbound. Cross the timeline with Ryder. Now on the dribble is Corey Thompson way out top. Back pedal dribble. We're going to use her camera runner. She'll dribble in. They got 2 or 3 girls that can handle the basketball out here in the front court. And that is Corey Thompson there. If you go to the corner with it, it'll come right back out for Maddie Bruce. Back out top with the basketball, Carly Barrett. She'll spin move in the paint. She'll go in the paint. She'll try side glass. Left side got the bucket. Carly Barrett for 2. 47-35. 27 seconds left. Crossing the timeline is Cameron Runner. She'll take a 3. Stops and pops a 3 and rims off. Wouldn't go. Karen's out of bounds. Belongs to Central Catholic. 19.7 left. 47-35 brought in. Backcourt Barrett with the basketball. Guarding her closely. Katie Brown to the front court. Ryder. Have the cherry right there by Ryder. Going to commit the foul. It was a modest foul. Nothing going wrong there. That's basketball. 14.8. The free throw line is Kendall Ryder. 57% through 19 games. Through 19 games, 24-42. That's a problem. First shot wouldn't go. 14.8. We're going to see 3 substitutions in for Central Catholic. Number 2, Lila Gosnell, 5'6 freshman. Number 20, Sophie Royer, a 5'8 sophomore. And the next one's going to be for the shooter. She'll come in now for Ryder. Ryder's going to get a big old high five from Coach DeVault and a pretty good hand clap from the Central Catholic Spirit section. Also in the ballgame, Central Catholic number 33, Casey Schuessler, 5'6 freshman. Ball's in the front court, goes out of bounds. They give the ball up, and we'll mention Central Catholic going to bring it in at 8.6. They don't have to bring the ball across the timeline. Cameron Runner with a good foot right there, kicks it out of bounds. Garden full court. 7.7 left. No reason to bring it across the timeline. They'll try to get it in. They get it into Maddie Bruce. They'll get it back. 15. Caitlin Riley is tipped out of bounds. Lady Huskies are not going to give up. Just not in their vocabulary. And I can probably say the same for Central Catholic late night. Going to be brought in. On the dribble, Maddie Bruce. Going to keep the dribble, she'll pick it up. And Maddie Bruce is holding the basketball after 32 minutes gone by. And the final score, Central Catholic late night, 48. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 35. So third place this year, Hoosier Conference, belongs to Central Catholic Lady Knights. Fourth place belongs to the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll hope you'll tune in tomorrow night. You're a boys basketball at Tipton, Kokomo. You tune in for halftime. I've been granted a halftime interview from a former Hamilton Heights standout basketball player. That's Haley. Haley Cook Peckinpah. Haley Cook Peckinpah, they got a game tonight. I texted her last night. She replied back, and she's pretty excited. She said she can't wait to do the interview, and I'm me neither. So we'll talk about old Husky stuff. We'll talk about new stuff. But then Haley Peckinpah is going to be the halftime guest tomorrow night. At halftime of the Kokomo at Tipton game, the game was supposed to tip off. Supposed to tip off at 7:30 p.m. We hope you'll listen. If you can't listen live, go back and listen to the archive and listen to Haley Cook Peckinpah, former Hamilton Heights standout basketball player. She's in the 1,000-point club. That's a select few. I'd say probably less than a 10, maybe less than a dozen. We hope you'll tune in. We'll mention. Thank my wife back home for sound check. Thank you for listening. And we'll mention no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Gonna hold still where I've been granted interviews from both coaches. We'll talk with Coach Keegan Cherry, and then we'll talk with Coach Craig DeVault. Please stay tuned. What's up, team, right now? We're going to talk to Keegan Cherry. I tell you what, Keegan Cherry, 16-5. You're getting ready to have your next game. It's going to be next week. Heritage Christian. But tonight was a game. It was a bit physical. I'm sure you can attest to that.
Well, yeah, that was exactly our scout. That's what we shared with the girls prior to the game. We knew what you were going to get here, and that's just the way they play. That's they're super physical. They're off the ball. They're great at selling flops. They're great at selling holds, and you know, you just got to be mentally tougher and play through some of that. And I thought there were times tonight that we weren't the tougher team, but I also think that there were times tonight that maybe they let us play a little more than maybe we should in a high school basketball game.
You got to be happy. Ella Hickok comes back out. She's hitting threes again. You're playing in a gym that's not real familiar to your setting. You're going to be a Heritage Christian next week.
Oh, and it's going to be much the same way. I mean, they're a really good basketball team, and but this is good for us. I mean, we're playing for third place in the Hoosier Conference. I mean, other than getting ready for the tournament, this is a meaningless game. It's just all about the tournament and getting better, and seeing some of that physicalness tonight is good. Cameron Runner is going to see that the rest of her career. So the more reps and stuff that she can get against that, the better for her. And then sometimes our girls just got to recognize that we got to have a little more patience. We got to get great shots. We got to get Cameron Runner touches and whatever that takes. And then we'll get opportunities. Girls that set screens, these are the ones that are open. So it's a good learning experience for tonight.
And you got to get them commodity. I got to mention, Sunday you're going to have your girls together, all together, to watch the Perry show.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're going to bring in our middle school teams all the way through high school, and we're going to watch the sectional draw together and have a little bonding amongst our coaches in the program at the high school and just have an enjoyable day.
Coach Keegan Cherry, I'm glad I was here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your support, AJ.
Thank you. Hey, we're postgame. We're going to talk right now. Head coach of Central Catholic, Craig DeVault. Craig DeVault, I say, well, you're third place in the Hoosier Conference. That was a physical game tonight, but your girls were up to the task.
Yes, they were. I mean, we knew going in Hamilton Heights was going to battle us, and I thought they did a good job defensively. They got up into our faces and made it hard for us to get in our offense, and our girls played through the physicality of their team, and we got some easy layups and some easy wide-open three-pointers.
It wasn't Hampton Heights averaging almost 41. You kept them 6 points from that. But you didn't quite get the 7 points more. You needed for 55.
Right. We knew their offense is more looking slowed up a little. We like to get out and go. Obviously, the way they ran their offense kind of slowed us down. But we trust defense here, and I'm proud that we held them under their season average. So offensively, I mean, that's just part of the game. Sometimes we make shots, sometimes we don't. And I think at the foul line, we missed 17 for 27 from the foul line, which hurt us. So other than that, our kids played well tonight.
Hey, what, you got the Perry Show coming up. You guys are tied at number 7, Class 2A. That's because of the success factor, is it not?
And no, we got bumped up for enrollment this year. Last year when we made our run, if enrollment didn't bump us up, we'd have stayed in 1A. But I like 2A. I mean, it's competitive, so there's a lot of teams out there that we have to be ready every night to play.
Are you going to have a party on Sunday with your team all together to watch the pairings?
Yes, we're meeting at one of our players' house around 4:30. Going to eat and watch the draw and have a good time.
First of all, it's always fun to talk to you. I wish I could talk to you more during baseball season.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing our game.
Very well.
Thanks.